What we've got to understand is that the first base with everything in life, we're locating this path now. Yeah. The first base with everything in life starts with words. Words are seeds. I'm justified by my word. I'm condemned by my word. Life, death, and life's in the power of the word. Words, everything starts with words. I know my God has made the way for me. I know my God has made the way for me.
Will revolutionizing the words you speak really make a difference in your life? Find out on today's Believer's Voice of Victory. Join Kenneth Copeland and guest Dr. Creflo A. Dollar as they continue with The Blessing, God's Covenant of Promise.
Hello, everybody. I'm Kenneth Copeland. Tuesday's edition of the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. I can't wait any longer. Creflo Dollar's here now. I'm telling you, we don't take one more second. I want to get right back into this. We were talking about unbelief that costs you. There is unbelief just because you don't know what to believe. But when you find out what to believe, but you're not convinced enough to act on it, you know, Creflo. If my children came to me and said, Daddy, I know, and, you know, I know you'd help me if you could. I know you ain't got it. I know we hitting it hard this Christmas. And boy, we had some times like that when they were little kids. And I sat them down and told them, I said, baby, now here's what Christmas ain't about, a bunch of stuff. And the stuff is going to come. I give you my word. And man, we had for Christmas dinner that year, we had Chef Boyardee spaghetti out of a can, man. It was bad. And they just said, that's all right, Daddy. And it came. But for them to come to me and say, I know you got the power. I know you could help me if you would. I just don't believe you will. After I promised them, listen, that's a dangerous kind of unbelief. And that's where we were yesterday. Let's get back in here. In this third and fourth chapters of the book of Hebrews, because that's what the people in the wilderness grieved God with. They would not be convinced by his word and by his promise. Even after he split the Red Sea, even after he blessed them with silver and gold and all of these kind of things, they still wouldn't go in.
I wrote this down. The mental agreeer will go so far as to say, I believe in the verbal inspiration of the Bible. Oh, yeah. He'll say, I'm contending for the faith that was once delivered unto the saints, and yet he refuses to act on the word of God. And what he's refusing, he is refusing to allow the word of God to govern his life. He knows what it says, but he's in unbelief because he says, I know what it says. And I agree with it, but I refuse to allow it to govern me. And you get in a dangerous situation when you do that kind of stuff, when you allow that mental agreement to convince you that you are all right. The acid test, as we said yesterday, is it coming out of your heart? How can I tell? You act on it. God wants to do so much more for us than we, watch this, than we know, and than we've been persuaded to believe. I am fully persuaded.
Hallelujah.
That what God said will surely come to pass.
You know, Creflo, I was preaching years ago. I was preaching it and living it at the same time. Gloria and I had taken communion and committed ourselves that God's word was final authority in our life. Whatever he said, we would change our lifestyle to fit it rather than trying to change the word to fit our lifestyle. Well, I was preaching along these same lines, and I heard these words come out of my spirit. I mean, it wasn't a thought I had thought before. And it just instantly became part of my life. I just latched onto it. Believing, faith, believing, that's an action word.
Uh-huh.
That's not a mental word.
Uh-huh.
It's not an emotional word.
Uh-huh.
It's an action word.
Uh-huh.
And I was preaching being a doer of the word and not a hearer only. And I heard this. Somebody that says, the theater's on fire.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody that believes it will get out.
Mm-hmm.
He'll act.
Mm-hmm.
He'll go. But some fool will say, I don't smell any smoke.
Mm-hmm.
You smell any smoke?
Mm-hmm.
I don't see no flame. He's going to sit there and die because of his nose. Now, that just come out of my mind. I ain't dying because of my nose. I am not going to die for what I feel. Dear God, no. I heard this was a Hollywood imitation of a preacher, so I can't blame anybody with it except the beanhead that wrote it. And bless his heart, he don't know. But he thinks he does. Makes him dangerous. But this guy said, faith is a feeling. And because of that feeling, we're all here in church today. I thought, nope, faith not a feeling.
If faith was a feeling, we'd be in trouble because that means our feelings would not be the final authority, and they change all the time.
I found out that they'll lie to you.
they'll set you up
and
for destruction.
A real good con man can change the way I feel.
Mm-hmm.
A real good singer can change the way I feel.
Mm-hmm. Everything starts with a seed.
Yeah.
Everything in this world starts with a seed.
What is it the scripture says? There's no curse without a cause.
Yeah. Yeah, a curse without a call cannot come.
No, it doesn't exist.
It's a seed. Everything starts with a seed. Now, what we've got to understand is all of the promises that God has made to us, that's seed. But that seed has got to get from the pages of the Bible, and it's got to get to a place where it can manufacture what's in it. It's got to get to a place where it can grow. Now, what we've got to understand is that the first base with everything in life, we're locating this path now.
Yeah.
The first base with everything in life starts with words. Words are seeds. I'm justified by my words. I'm condemned by my words. Life and death and life's in the power of the word. Words, everything starts with words. Now, it's going to start with what words are entering into your mind, into your heart, through your ears, your eyes, and out of your mouth. It's going to start with the word that goes in here, but it's also going to be a part of the word coming out of your mouth. So my tongue, the Bible says my tongue is the pen of a ready writer. I can write on my heart the words that I want to grow.
The word also says your tongue is the governor, the captain of the ship.
Yeah, and that means you fly airplanes, you know, if you're 1 degree off, then you'll end up in the wrong destination if you don't correct it.
Oh, yeah, and the longer you sit there, the bigger it gets.
Yeah.
It's like this, where I started off just off just a little bit, but I just held that wrong heading long enough, the longer you hold it, the further away from you, you're going to finally run out of gas out here with nowhere to go.
Yeah. I was preaching to my congregation, and I said, so that you may understand this life of faith, if you can go to the seed store, go get something where you can plant something in your house, around your house, collard greens, something, because I need you to see the process that this goes through. You go there, and you see this seed, and you think, I ain't going to be able to eat no cornbread with this.
It don't even look like it.
It don't even look like it. But it's a seed. It started. This is the beginning point of all the things that were promised. Now, most of the time, they'll have a picture so you can see the image or the vision.
Yeah, on that little package
on that little
of seed.
Package,
yeah.
Of what's getting ready to come out of this seed. Now, you understand that you got cornbread over here cooking, and you can't wait till the last minute to go in and plant the collard green seeds. If you want the collards, you're going to have to start early and plan on this thing. But you got to do your job. Then you got to go find the right type of ground. You just can't plant the seed anywhere. Red Georgia clay won't work. You got to get the right type of ground to put that seed in.
That is so right.
Even before you do that, you got to prepare the ground. You got to get all the stuff out the way, man. You got to get your life lined up in the right place. And then you plant that seed in. And I want people to go through the process of taking care of that seed. When you find that crabgrass is there, I want you to see you got to go to the root of that thing and pull it out. And not just get the weed eater. You got to go down there and pull that thing out because you're working on something here. Or when you got insects, you got to treat that thing to drive it away because it's impacting what you planted. And then you go check on it. It's a daily thing. You peeking out there and looking at that thing. And when something finally comes up, oh, you get excited. Look what's getting ready to come out of my seed. And you go through that process. And one day you see this big batch of collards out there. They're green and they're ready to go. And you take the collards and you clean them and you do all the stuff you do with them. We roll them up and then you'll slice them real small. And you put that fat back in there, let it mix with that. And then you take the collard greens out with the cornbread. And you realize that what I am eating with my cornbread was a promise on the package that this seed would produce that. It's the same way with the Word of God. Here is seed. This is life seed. This is out of the guard your heart, for out of it will flow the issues or the forces of life. But again, it starts with this, this word. This word lets me know what I can and can't do. This word talks to me about my authority. This word tells me that the enemy of Satan has already been defeated and that God has given me dominion over all of the earth, that I, whatever I bind on earth is bound in heaven. Whatever I loose is loosed in heaven. I have been given authority over the serpents and scorpions and absolute mastery over demonic forces and over all of the ability of the enemy. And nothing will by not any means hurt me. Why? I got it from the word. So this word is my beginning to crank up the second area, my thinking. I got to start thinking right. Because if my thinking has not been impacted by this word, then I'm going to allow the words of the world to come in and impact my thinking. And as a man thinketh, so is he. So that's why God told Abraham, get away from your relatives.
Get out of there.
They are influencing the way you think. You've got to get away from them because they're framing the way you think. I'm trying to talk to you about the blessing. These selfish Chaldeans are talking to you about selfishness. I'm trying to get you to look up to see you the abundance of what I'm trying to do. And as long as you're in this tent, you only look at the ceiling. Get out.
Get outside and look at the stars.
Look at the stars. I'm an abundant God trying to do some things to you. And then you said this during yesterday's program. The way I think, my words will impact the way I think. The way I think, Brother Copeland, it's going to impact the way I feel.
Oh, yeah. It's going to change your feelings.
I can change. Somebody says I'm depressed. Well, what are you thinking about? Because if you change the way you think, you're going to change the way you feel. If you don't like the way you feel, then change the way you feel.
I went with John to flight training. We were doing recurrent training in this particular airplane that both of us flying. John's an excellent pilot. He's really good. And he'll challenge you, brother, when you get in that simulator and stuff because he's good at it. And I got in there, and, man, I didn't like it, and I was not doing this thing right, and it was bugging me. And I got back to my hotel that night, and I thought, man, alive, I've been flying all these years, and I flew that thing in there just terrible, and I'm just, and I'm kind of a dummy, are you, blah, blah, you know, and I'm grumping around there. And then I thought, now, wait a minute. Now just hold it here. I paid those people to do that to me today. Why? To find my weak spots and straighten out my thinking and straighten out the bad habits over the last 6 months. To get in there and straighten this thing, I'm going to continue to fly these things. I need to continue to fly them right, not not that way, this way, the proven way. And so immediately I said, okay, now you change your mind. You get in those books and you start studying that, and you get in that thing tonight, because you get back in that simulator in the morning, you're going to be a different man. You're going in there to learn. You're not going in there to feel sorry for yourself. Now either that or go home. And I thought, no, I ain't going home. I'm going to do this right. So what had to happen, I had to get back in line with the Word. All of those thoughts were Word-based. I have what I say, and I don't need to be calling myself dumb. I don't need to be calling myself a failure. I'm here to learn. I am not here to look good. And now, actually, the Word will shine the light.
Yes, sir.
Not to condemn you.
Yes, sir.
There is no condemnation of them who are in Christ Jesus. Nobody, Creflo, has ever improved by condemning themselves. Condemnation doesn't work. Yes, sir. Yes. You can beat yourself over the head for making mistakes. You can beat yourself over the head for not receiving your healing. You can beat yourself over the head because of all the problems. It won't change anything. It'll make you worse. Mm-hmm. Now, roll the care of that condemnation over on God and read the next verse in the 8th chapter of Romans, that the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me a free man from the law of sin and death. Now, without the Word, I'd never be able to think that way.
But you got to make yourself do what you know to do.
That's
there's so many people that, you know.
That's what made the difference, wasn't it?
Yeah.
In that situation, in any other situation. Yeah. That's what
you could have just went to bed on it.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to make yourself. I mean, in the middle of a text, I mean, I know the right word and the right way of thinking and my feelings lining up with that. I know if I will do that, development is occurring. But if I know to do something, but I don't commit myself to doing it, I'm like those mental agreeers. I'm saying amen at church, but I failed every time the pressure showed up. I don't want to spend the rest of my life failing when the pressure show up, never having any authentic proof that this thing works. And so I picture myself, and I told our church last night, I said, look, I'm telling you to go for it. I'm telling you to do this. But now let me talk to you about the other side. I said, there are times when under attack, I have to shut up. I may have to go to a corner somewhere and curl up. But I have to make sure that my next move with this instrument gives birth to the right thing. Because I've given birth to the wrong thing, I already know. I either stay the same or nothing changes. Mm. But when I do what I know to do, not feeling it at the time, because my feelings are fighting me from doing what I know to do.
Yeah.
But they are not. God did not give me feelings so that the feelings can take charge of my life. I'm supposed to take charge of my feelings. And I take charge of my feelings by using the Word and getting my thinking in line. And then I say very simply, all right, now, what scripture am I going to use? Just shut up. What scripture am I going to use to deal with this? What promise do I have? I got to stand on something.
All right, Creflo, now my word says you're strong.
Yeah.
Let the weak say I am strong.
Yeah. And or in the midst of lack, let us continuously say the Lord takes pleasure in the prosperity of his servant.
Yeah. You know? So what are you going to do?
Yeah, what are you going to do with that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Either I'm going to sit there and say that to get my thinking straight, to get my feelings straight, because my words, my thinking, my feelings, they're leading me to the place where it's not going to be translated into this life, and that is my decision. My decision is going to be the open door to the reality. But I better make sure that I'm getting ready to make a decision that I want to see. So I got to make sure my words are from here. I got to make sure my thinking is lined up here. I got to make sure my emotions lined up here, because when I make that decision in line with this word, then the reality of the thing is going to either be in line with this word or in line with some emotions that are in line with something else that wasn't in line with the word
of God. Yeah, but Creflo, now, wait a minute, man. You know what they said about me in the newspaper? Do you know what they said about my ministry? They think I'm stealing money from the church. Now, do you know you want me just to sit around and take that and turn the other cheek? I ain't going to take it, you understand?
And then I respond, I'm not moved by what they say, and I'm not moved by what they wrote, and I'm not moved by any of that. This is what I have decided to be moved by. Because if I let that stuff move me, I'll be silly somewhere, some little silly man sitting around somewhere eating cupcakes.
You'll have to carry the care
to
affect you.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Yeah.
I can't tell you how much I don't care. I have rolled all of my cares over on my high priest Jesus because he said to in his word. Mm-hmm. Now, I had to know that from the word. You know how I found it out? I found out from a preacher.
Yeah.
And once I found out it was there, I said, well, this settles that forever. Every care, every trouble, I have to roll that over on Jesus. And for him not to accept that care, he would not be a faithful and a just high priest. His word, he wouldn't be backing his word in Hebrews 3 as my high priest. I chose him as my priest, but he gave me the invitation.
I
didn't try to get him to be my priest. He invited me to come and accept him as my high priest. So I roll all of my care over on him. And my answer to all of that is I don't have a care. Jesus said he'd take care. He has taken the care of it, and I don't care. I can't tell you. You have no idea how much I don't care. So you can't steal it from me.
Yeah.
You didn't give it to me, and you can't steal it from me.
He has given me an invitation to the blessing. He has given me an invitation to be healed. He has given me the invitation to be the righteousness of God. He has been given me the invitation to be more than a conqueror. He has given me the invitation not to walk in lack. He has given me the invitation to operate in abundance. I'm not going to turn down. And that's the question. How many Christians are daily turning down the special invitations that God has given us?
And then fight over it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
He's invited us to receive the Holy Ghost to lead and guide us into all the truth. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you know, this started a big fuss over it. No, he didn't invite me to fight over it. He invited me to come receive it. Abundance, overflow.
I receive it.
I receive it. Man.
I receive it. I receive it even when others think I should not receive it.
Oh, yeah.
I receive it.
Oh, yeah, because The question is, well, don't you care what they believe about you? No, that ain't my job. I'm not called to preach me. I don't care what they believe about me. It's what they believe about this book, what they believe about Jesus. But I believe the book. I believe Jesus. And you can believe whatever you want about me.
What am I going to do about somebody, my reputation? In order for me to deal with my reputation, I'm going to have to deal with everybody in the world who thinks something about me. That's an ego working right there. I ain't dealing with my reputation. I've been put here to do two things, love and serve.
Yeah, that's your job.
Yep.
So get your job done.
Yes, sir.
We're out of time. Grapple on me and I'll be back in just a moment.
Yes, sir.
Does it feel like your life is a mess? Is everything spinning around and you don't know what steps it will take to get you to the life your heart desires? In Dr. Creflo Dollar's new book, 8 Steps to Create the Life You Want, you'll learn proven practical advice to live out your destiny and step boldly in the direction of the life you really want. No matter what you'll ever think of or desire for your life, nothing compares to the overflowing beauty of the life that God is sculpting for you as you remain flexible and obedient in His hands. A better life doesn't just come from a change in circumstances. Learn powerful keys to help unlock your true potential. Find out how to overhaul your thinking, take charge of your emotions, establish healthy habits, develop godly character, embrace your destiny, and much more. No matter what decisions you made yesterday, today is a new day, and God is ready to take you to a life you really want. To request your copy of 8 Steps to Create the Life You Want, log on to our website at kcm.org and order online. This new book by Creflo A. Dollar, now specially priced at just $16, will show you the tools you need to live an abundant life full of confidence and peace. To request your book by phone, call toll-free 800-575-4455 or write to Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas, 76192. Order today.
You know, yesterday I was talking to you about Creflo's new book, and I opened it up to that fourth step, the fourth chapter there on making decisions. Today, I want to sow this seed into your life. I'll send it to you free and postpaid. All you have to do is just use the information on your screen and ask for it. A matter of choice, how to make the right decision every time. And this is going right down exactly the same route that you and I both took the same in writing about this, because we both live this thing the same way. And you can know, you can have this, you can stick it in your pocket, you can read this thing 4 or 5 times a day, take it home, make it a part of that book of Creflo's that you got information about, but make both of them part of your Bible. I mean, the Bible is the book. That's where these books come from. Don't ever put these books ahead of this book. This book is the base that all of these things sit on. You know what to do with something that doesn't agree with it? That's the way you fix that. But you set it up beside this book. Amen. And you won't have to throw either one of these away, because we already did that before we ever let it get in print. Father, we thank you for your word. We receive it as final authority.
Yes.
In our lives, spirit, soul, body, finance, social, everything.
Yes, yes.
We find in your word, and it's in our favor. In Jesus' name. It's happening this very week in Long Beach, California, June the 30th through July the 5th. Praise God, June the 30th. That's yesterday. Hey, that's John's birthday yesterday. Amen. Hallelujah. Have an awesome time in the Lord. Come get in this thing. Live on the internet. Go to kcm.org. This is God's time. Creflo, this is God's time. All that he's ever done has brought us to this place right now. We're the generation that's going to see the blessing of Abraham explode in this earth and take us right on into the millennial reign of Christ Jesus. I believe it with all my heart, sir. It's closer than it's ever been. And we're the chosen generation. Amen. We'll see you tomorrow. This is Kenneth Copeland, Creflo Dollar, reminding you that Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for watching The Believer's Voice of Victory. To purchase a copy of this week's broadcasts on CD or DVD, go to our website or call or write to us today. Remember to request your free copy of A Matter of Choice, a powerful book by Kenneth Copeland. It's our gift to you and available today through our website at kcm.org, by writing to Kenneth Copeland, or when you call our special toll-free number, 888-326-0011. One book per household, please. Jump in the 2008 West Coast Believers Convention, June 30th to July 5th, this year at a new location. Come to the Long Beach Convention Center in Long Beach, California. Join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, Jerry Savelle, Jesse Duplantis, Creflo Dollar, and Keith Moore for 6 days together with other believers from around the world. With Super Kid Academy and 1440, there's a place for the whole family. Call 1-800-600-7395 or visit kcm.org.